The New South Wales Parliament will be recalled today as Premier Chris Minns vows to draft new laws in the wake of the Bondi terrorist attack. The government wants to tighten gun laws and will consider measures to restrict the right to protest in the state.
So we're looking at reforms whereby when there is a terrorism designation in the state, the police commissioner may not accept applications for protests on the grounds that it will both stretch police resources and secondly, add to community disharmony and as a result, a combustible situation in the state.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns speaking last week. David Mihalikanalis is a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
If the conditions are so combustible, as the Premier asserts, does it make sense to restrict protest activity?
Yeah, look, I think in this time of mourning, people do need to come together and we need to be really clear is that the Premier is not seeking to restrict protest, that is political expression. He's actually the Premier is seeking to restrict any public gathering. And that includes vigils, that includes prayer meetings. And people getting together is actually about letting people express themselves to the wider community, whether it's to mourn, to grieve and call for reform. And we really caution the Minns government against jumping to misguided crackdowns on peaceful gatherings in such a really tricky and difficult time. This requires careful legislative drafting, and that's not probably what we're going to see with these laws.
Well, Chris Minns says the state can't risk another mass demonstration on the scale of the Harbour Bridge protest. He said the implications of that can be seen, in my view, on Sunday, a reference to the last Sunday when the terrorist attack took place. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I think firstly, there is no mass protest planned. There haven't been any mass protest planned, at least in the previous couple of weeks in the lead up to this awful thing that has happened at Bondi, and none are planned currently. And we really do think that the Premier is seeking to conflate two things that are not the same thing. One of them is people expressing their views about the genocide in Gaza, and the other, people actually being horrified about anti-Semitism and racist violence. Australians are united against both of these things, against the genocide and against hate crimes, and we need to be acting carefully and deliberately. We do think that the Premier is making a mistake in conflating these two things under the guise of creating some sort of community harmony, where you cannot arrest and restrict your way, particularly restricting peaceful gatherings. You cannot. This is not how you achieve community harmony. You achieve community harmony by allowing people to get together peacefully and express views, whether it's to mourn or call for political change or any other thing.
Do you think, though, that there is a risk that a large pro-Palestinian rally, were it to be held now, could threaten social cohesion?
Look, potentially, but thankfully, human rights law already provides a clear framework to be able to do this. If, as the Premier has said, that police resources would be so stretched or there would be a real risk to community safety that is tangible and measurable, then yes, human rights law provides an ability to restrict someone's, the community's right to gather together, but it has to be done in a measured way. Any restriction has to be lawful, it has to be necessary, and above all else, it has to be proportionate to the aim or the problem that it is trying to solve. And governments then have an obligation to fully justify these restrictions to ensure they meet these strict criteria. And the Premier has not done this yet. The Premier has started to conflate all these different points and try to force an outcome where really these things actually need to be taken carefully and measured, particularly right now when we are in a time of crisis and mourning. So human rights law does actually provide for the restriction of peaceful assembly, but the way that it is being done in New South Wales does not comply with those obligations.
You're saying the law already would allow the Premier to make sure that large protests didn't happen if he said, as he has mentioned, that he was concerned about resourcing?
Well, yeah, that's right. Human rights law does already do this, but the restriction that on people's ability to gather has to be lawful. So it has to be under a law that is sufficiently precise so that people know when they may be or may not be breaking the law. And it has to be proportionate to that. And at the moment, the Premier is suggesting that that protests or peaceful gatherings could be, notionally, banned for up to 3 months, which is how long a terror designation could be. And that itself is not proportionate because it is seeking to make a blanket restriction on something that requires an individualized case-by-case assessment. We are not seeing the government, the Minsk government, comply with its human rights obligations with regards to protests in this instance.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is David Mejia Canales from the Human Rights Law Centre. Should phrases like "from the river to the sea" and "globalise the intifada" be outlawed?
Yeah, look, I think these phrases can be contested, and they also can be offensive to some. And I can understand why some folks might find these words poorly expressed or really in poor taste. But I think we need to take a moment here to make sure that we're not rushing to ban words that, while they may be contested and offensive to some, they're not incitements to violence. Actually seeking to ban words or phrases at such a quick pace because some might find them in poor taste is wrong. And it is knee-jerk and is really conflating people who are standing up against a genocide with terror. We do have a framework of anti-vilification laws, and they do provide a protection against hate speech, particularly when it is incitement to violence. And these phrases on their own are not incitements to violence, but it goes to the broader point that we really do caution the Minsk government against jumping to misguided crackdowns on expression, on peaceful protests, particularly when these expressions are regarding the genocide in Gaza, and conflating peaceful protests with a real dangerous threat of anti-Semitic and racist hate crimes and violence.
Are you concerned about the speed of change now being promised?
Yeah, we really are. New South Wales has actually got the most restrictive anti-protest laws in the country. There's been about 15 anti-protest laws that have been passed or proposed in the last 21 years in New South Wales alone. When we're really looking at restricting people's ability to gather peacefully, whether it's for protest, whether it's to vigil, whether it's to pray, whether it's for funerals, we really must be doing this in a way that it is inclusive and deliberate, because there is a problem here that needs solving. There is a feeling of communities fracturing, and we do not solve that by banning people's ability to get together and organize or display grief or sorrow or for political change. And New South Wales does have a sad pattern of just ramming anti-protest laws through, particularly in the last, say, 5-6 years. This is not going to lead to any solution whatsoever.
David Mejia Canales, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Thank you.
David Mejia Canales is a lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre. And Israel denies allegations of genocide, but a UN Commission of Inquiry has found Israel has committed and continues to commit genocide in Gaza. And allegations of genocide against Israel are before the International Court of Justice.